all get old one day, but China, the world's most populous country, is probably aging faster. According to Hao Fuqing, a senior official from National Development and Reform Commission, China has galloped towards an aged society since the turn of the 21st century.
So far, we have 212 million senior citizens over the age of 60, accounting for 15% of the whole population. Presumably, by 2020, the number of elderly in China will reach 243 million. Coming to 2050, the amount may jump to 300 million.
Although many worry about a prospective labor shortage and acute transformation of society, China's aging profile may not be a bad omen for businesses. Susan Malone is the managing director of Independent Management Group, an Australian company providing senior living consulting service. She has been the eyewitness of the birth of elderly care markets in the country.
6 years ago, when I came over to the early conferences that were being held, they were very small conferences. And if people from the development sector said to me, "What do you do?" and I said, "Seniors living," they'd say, What is that? Now, if you say seniors living, they say, "Oh, what a growth market! How wonderful! Can we talk?"
Malone's firm is not the only foreign senior care provider that serves the emerging market. Peter Hennessy works for a retirement community catering for overseas Chinese. After successfully opening operations in Malaysia and Indonesia, the company is looking forward to scale up.
Present time, we have been looking in China with Hangzhou and also Wuhan. We have had approaches to go and get involved with partners there.
However, Dean of the Institute of Health Industry from Beijing Judy University, Dr. Wu Danxing, points out that although the sheer number of seniors in China promises a lucrative future, the widespread stereotypes, absence of qualified staff, plus the deficiency of standards and regulations prevents foreign firms from moving forward.
China has its unique characteristics. We cannot let our current strategy be continued, but at the same time, blindly following other countries is no go. We cannot be commercialized like America or learn from welfare states. What we could draw on from Australia is how it built up its aged care system.
But Michael Clifton, a minister from the Australian Embassy to China, remains optimistic.
In a social context, the challenges that are precisely the same challenges that Australia faces, albeit on a much lesser scale. So whether it's skills and training, whether it's facilities operation, whether it's architectural design, all those various elements of the healthcare sector are growing and developing in Australia. And they are at a stage where they want to take that expertise offshore. And China being such a large market, but this is about learning, this is about investing in the future.
According to the recently released 5-year plan, China will fully open its elderly care sector in the near future.